From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro in Washington.
And I'm Elsa Chang in Los Angeles. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is in Oklahoma today, celebrating the fact that Medicaid has expanded in that state as of today. It's the result of a voter referendum, but there are still 12 states that have not expanded Medicaid, and that has left more than 2 million people in what's known as the coverage gap. They don't qualify for Medicaid, and they can't get a subsidized plan on healthcare.gov. Now, new policy ideas on how to fill this gap have cropped up recently, and NPR health policy correspondent Selena Simmons-Duffin is here to talk us through them. Hey, Selena.
Hi, Elsa.
All right, so first of all, why is there a Medicaid coverage gap in the first place?
So to explain it, let me introduce you to someone. Her name is Brianna Wright. She's 27 years old and lives near Jackson, Mississippi, and works at McDonald's. She doesn't have health insurance, and when she found out recently she needed to have surgery to remove her gallbladder, she called a consumer advocate at Health Help Mississippi to figure out her options. So she did not qualify for Medicaid in Mississippi because she doesn't have kids and she's not pregnant. So then the person helped her check to find out if she was eligible for healthcare.gov, but her income was just barely too low to qualify for subsidies. So she's still uninsured. Her gallbladder is causing her pain, but she can't afford the surgery.
Right now, I'm stressed out about it because I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just have to either pay it out of pocket or set up some payment plan so it all gets paid for.
That sounds so frustrating. You say that she is below the cutoff for healthcare.gov. Can you explain why?
Yeah, that is because of how the Affordable Care Act was designed. People over the federal poverty line were supposed to go to the insurance marketplaces like healthcare.gov. People under the poverty line, like Brianna Wright, were supposed to go onto Medicaid. But a Supreme Court decision in 2012 made this Medicaid expansion essentially optional, and a lot of Republican-led states declined to expand. Mm-hmm. There was partisan resistance to Obama's signature health law, the complaint it was too expensive, and an ideological view that the government shouldn't pay for low-income people's health insurance except in really narrow circumstances. At this point, there are still 12 states that have not expanded. Mississippi's one of them. Texas has the biggest population in the gap. There's also Florida, Georgia, and a few states outside of the South, including Wyoming and Kansas.
Okay, well, we have mentioned that there are some new policy ideas to try to fill this gap. Can you tell us what those ideas are?
So Democrats are feeling pretty good right now because the Supreme Court just confirmed that the Affordable Care Act isn't going anywhere, and they want to address this issue. The current approach is to make expansion financially irresistible. The COVID relief law that passed earlier this year included new federal funding to cover the costs of expansion and then some. An estimate from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that if all the holdout states expanded now, they would get $16 billion in federal funding, which is way more than the cost of enrolling all of these new people.
Hmm. And are any states indeed finding this irresistible?
It seems like no. I mean, there could be talks behind the scenes, but a lot of governors are adamant that they will not do this. So then there are some policy workaround ideas. One is to create a standalone federal Medicaid program that people in this gap could enroll in instead of the usual Medicaid split between states and the federal government. This new federal program would kind of circumvent the states that won't expand. Another idea is to empower local jurisdictions to expand. Right now, it's only at the state level, but this would be cities and counties that could expand Medicaid. And yet a third idea is to allow people under the poverty line, like Brianna Wright, to get subsidies on the health insurance exchanges. So at this point, these are all really complicated logistically and politically. Any of these ideas could eventually get a reconciliation bill, which could pass without any Republican support. But that's yet to be written, and what will be in it is really anyone's guess.
That is NPR health policy correspondent Selena Simmons-Duffin. Thank you, Selena.